Blog Talk Radio.
But the message still is the same. Cause whatever you need is over here at the table. If it's love, it's at the table. If it's peace, it's at the table.
Monday Morning Joy will deal with real life experiences as the host Gail Dudley will be totally transparent and share life situations as an everyday woman, mother, sister, friend, pastor, a pastor's wife, businesswoman who still struggles in life and when ready to quit, finds the strength to keep pushing through. Gail will talk real life, transparency, uplifting, encouraging, speaking the truth. In the end, women will be motivated, excited, and ready to take on any and all things, feeling stronger and more motivated to push through life situations.
Welcome to Monday Morning Joy. I am your host, Gail Dudley. We are talking about prayer. Are you ready to pray? I'm so excited today because as we are digging deeper into this whole thing about prayer, God is beginning to shine his light on some areas that we really need to pay particular attention to. And one of those areas is to highlight that our prayer should be more than words. It should be more than words. If you are following along with us, we are in chapter 5 of the workbook. I believe we're on chapter maybe 5 or 6 in our book, Ready to Pray, A Spiritual Journey of Prayer and Worship. But I'm so excited because people are starting to get into a groove of praying that even when they miss their morning or their evening of prayer, they're missing a part of their life. And that's what prayer is all about. It's about a connection. It's about a relationship with Jesus Christ. So we need to start praying more than words. It's one thing to read words off of some pages, but it's something totally different to have this relationship and this conversation with Jesus Christ. I can share with you this morning, I was reading the book of Job. The Lord had been showing me to read the book of Job and to get a greater understanding. And I have to be honest with all of you that are on the call or maybe those of you who are going to listen in later. As I'm reading the book of Job, I was beginning to just read words on a page. They weren't making much sense to me. They were all in a riddle or a poetic type form. And I was saying, what is going on here and what is being said? His friends would make a comment, then Job would reply. Then a friend would make a comment, then Job would reply. And as I was reading it, it dawned on me that I was reading it through the lens of what I've heard being taught to me before. But it was something about taking a step back and starting to read it with a new lens, with a new relationship, my own personal relationship with Christ, did I begin to get a deeper and a greater understanding of what was really going on with Job. I think I just said something. So often we go through life based upon what someone else has said to us, and we're trying to find the relationship or the connection based upon what has been spoken into our life. But we have to have our own personal relationship, our own personal experience to be able to connect the dots and make it work for ourselves. So this is more than words. So when I think about being more than words, I think about the fact that we have to put on the armor of God. So we have to clothe ourselves in the armor of God and stay focused on our relationship with God and not to try to live our life based upon a relationship through somebody else because of their experiences. The same with prayer. My prayer life is going to be different than your prayer life, and your prayer life is going to be different than the person sitting to your right or your left in your job or the person that's living in the home with you or any of your family members or friends. I think so often we begin to pray, trying to mimic the prayers of someone else, and we're wondering why those prayers are not being answered. They're not being answered because they're not your prayers. Those are just words, and prayer is more than words. So every day, and I want us to look at this, and the reason I'm pulling out Ephesians 6, every day we have to look at this as if we are preparing for a battle. Because the enemy wants nothing more than for us to waste our time just throwing up words or reading words on a page, and they mean nothing. So this is an ongoing battle that we are faced with. And we have a responsibility to be in proper relationship with God as well as with other people. Now, you're probably saying, what does this have to do with prayer? Well, we need to armor ourselves up. We need to clothe ourselves, understanding that the enemy is going to come. He comes. John 10:10 says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But we can't stop there, because the rest of that scripture says, but God comes, Jesus came to bring life and to bring it in abundance. So that abundance piece is what I want us to focus on this morning. Now, we only have a few moments, so I'm going to try to put as much of this into this as I possibly can. But we have to clothe ourselves in the armor of God and be prepared for the battle. Now, everything is going on around us, and we really don't have the time to fight. And for some of us, we are afraid to fight. And for others, we do not have the strength to fight. But hear me, brothers and sisters, unless we put on the full armor of God, the devil will have his way with us, and we will continue to walk around this world as a victim, not fully knowing or understanding who we really are. We sometimes walk around defeated, afraid, depressed, and act like we're a loser. But I want to say to you today that we have to stand strong in the Lord. And in order to stand strong in the Lord, we have to up our game. We have to leverage our resources, if you will. We have to up our game and make it a point that we're going to stand in prayer no matter what. You're probably saying, well, what does that look like? What does that mean? Well, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, it reads, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you openly. Your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you openly. So, okay, so we got a battle. Let me see if I can set this stage real quick for us. Excuse me. We have this battle. And in this battle, we have the enemy trying to keep us from praying. So he's going to send stuff our way. So that's why we got to armor up. But on the other hand, we need to stop being out in public doing all the stuff that we're doing and start going in and closing the door behind us and praying to the God who is unseen, but understanding that he sees us, and what he sees in secret, he is going to reward openly. That means we don't have to tell everybody what it is that we're praying for or praying about. We don't even have to tell people when God reveals things to us. It's not our responsibility to go and tell the person what God has revealed. No, it's about him revealing it to us so that we can go into our secret place and pray. Now, some people get confused with the whole closet piece. Well, I don't have a closet to go into. Well, he's not talking a physical closet. He's saying go into a place that is considered a secret place, where you can go in and have a conversation with the Lord and not be interrupted. This is a place that when you go in, you automatically sense the presence of the Lord. You automatically realize that God is with you. You automatically feel a sense of urgency, but at the same time, you feel a sense of peace that comes upon you, because it's your secret place. And it's in that secret place where you go to the Father and say, God, I'm not just giving you words. I'm giving you my life. I'm giving you my thoughts. I'm giving you my thirst. I'm giving you my hunger. I'm giving you my desires. I'm giving you everything there is about me, God. And God, I surrender all right here. This secret place is where we say, God, this is the areas where I'm hurting. These are the areas in which I'm struggling. These are the areas in which I am rejoicing. These are the areas that brings me joy. These are the areas that brings me to tears. God, these are some situations that are going on in my life or around me. But as we begin to have that conversation with the Lord, it just doesn't become words on a page or words that we're speaking. It becomes a part of the fabric of our life that is beginning to make a difference. All of a sudden, you see that the dots are connecting because you are armored up. You're looking at every day as a battle, but the battle, you figure out sooner than later that this battle is not a battle you have to fight. This is a battle that the Lord is going to fight. He's already fought, and you are already victorious, but you do have to go through it. I think sometimes we get caught up on the fact that I'm not willing and ready to go through it, and God says, but you have to go through it. It's only until you go through it will you be able to connect all the dots and see exactly how I have carried you through. Going back to my analogy with reading the book of Job this morning in my devotional time, I was reading it, and I had read a few weeks ago in chapter 1 where it talks about the angels of the Lord appeared, and so here comes Satan too. And God asked the question, where did you come from? Now, I found that very, very interesting, because the truth be told, God already knew he was showing up. But he asked the question anyway, where did you come from? What are you here for? What is it that you want? And, you know, I look at that and I take a step back and I say, wow, God was saying, what are you here for? There's nothing, you showing up is not going to make a difference to anything that I'm going to do. So you hear you've come to the party. Well, let's go ahead and get this party started, because I'm going to remind you once again, devil, that you have been and will be and will continue to be defeated. But see, brothers and sisters, this is where we become fearful. We don't want to have to deal with it. We see the enemy. We see his hand on some stuff. We become afraid. We at times become petrified. We're intimidated, and we want to shrink. We want to withdraw. No, every day is a battle. You have to wake up with that determination that I am ready to pray, come hell or high water. I am ready to pray, and I'm going to stand on the promises of Jesus Christ. Now, before you sit there, as you're listening to this broadcast, I'm sure some of you are saying, but how are you able to do that? Listen here. There are times I get into my secret place, and I am giving a complaining heart. God, why me? What is going on? Where are you? I thought you were going to show up. You're the one who led me this direction. Why am I fighting this battle? So I've been there too. But what I've come to grow into and to mature into is that it's through those hard times that when we should know immediately, it's getting hotter up in here. That means the fact that it's getting hotter, God is refining me. The fact that it's getting hotter and the fact that it's becoming more difficult reminds me that I must be to the tip of my breakthrough, because the enemy's doing everything he can to try to prevent me from moving forward. He's ready for me to throw in the towel. That moment when you are ready to throw in the towel, you have to remind yourself, I must be at the end. It must be about to change. It must be about to turn, because all of a sudden things are becoming more difficult. Things aren't making any sense. I am being more tearful. I even have some fear that's rising up. But that's the moment that you have to say, I cannot quit. Because obviously, I'm almost to the place where the blessing is about to come through and God is about to rain down upon me. I gave you a whole lot in just a few moments. But if you don't hear anything else, please make sure that your prayers are more than words. Armor up. Read Ephesians 6. Read all of it. Read Matthew 6:6. Read the first chapter, actually the first and second chapter of Job, and read how God says, where did you come from? Ladies and gentlemen, continue to pray. God is doing great things. We want to hear from you. So please send us your thoughts, your questions to readytopray@gmail.com. And that's ready, readytopray at gmail.com. We want to hear from you. If you have questions about prayer, send them in. Let's talk about it. If you don't have the materials, please, please, please get the materials. Be blessed. And thank you for joining me at the table for Monday Morning Joy.
And now you know. Thank you for joining Gail at the table. To send topic suggestions, please email us at GED at mimtoday.org. And to follow us on Twitter, connect with us at Gail Dudley. Visit us on the website at www.gaildudley.com for books, resources, coaching sessions, and upcoming seminars and events.